A young person went to a doctor and said, "Doctor, I broke my arm in two places." Doctor said, "Don't go back to those places." Humor is funny because it's a juxtaposition of something that is serious with a twist of humor. Today, I want to compare the gospel, not to repentance, not to sin, not to temptation, but to how many times Jesus complimented people and encouraged them. An unusual juxtaposition, but one that has deep meaning, because often we forget the good things that are said. I often tell people, become a member of the compliment club. Every day, say a nice compliment to someone and encourage them. As an example, there was the Syrophoenician woman and there was the centurion who had such a deep faith that Jesus complimented and said, "I have not found such faith in all of Israel." The widow who gave two mites, two of the smallest coins in the Roman Empire, as her donation to the temple. Jesus, seeing her generosity that she gave so much, having so little, he said, "This woman, this widow, gave more than all the other rich people, because she gave out of her substance, not out of her abundance." Mary of Bethany, Jesus praised her and complimented her for choosing to sit at his feet and listen to his teachings. How often we like to hide in our work. So many people leave home because home is tough and difficult, and they go to work out of necessity, but also to hide and to relax. There is a time called Sunday where God gave this beautiful commandment. It's the easiest one you could think of. Don't work. Uh-oh, that's a tough one. Don't work. Pray. Enjoy time with your family. Think about your life, how you can become a better person. And finally, two people Jesus complimented. Peter, who betrayed him. Jesus said, "You are a rock." Imagine if someone told you, "You're a rock, you're strong. I'm going to build my church on you." We sometimes simply need someone to inspire confidence in us. Someone to say, "Yes, you are that strong. You can do this thing." And that's what Jesus did to Peter. "You are a rock, and upon you I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And finally, even on the cross, Jesus compliments the good thief and says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He didn't have to say anything, but he saw how the good thief had a good heart, that he was trying as best as he could, nailed to the cross, to change his life. And Jesus wanted to inspire him to be even more sincere. So today, when you think about the gospel and the teachings of Jesus Christ, just for a day, don't think about the sayings about repentance. Don't think about sin or anything else or anything that is harsh but necessary. But think about this. Where are you hesitating in your life to do something good, to try something new, to use your talents to the fullest, and say to yourself, if Jesus was here right now, which he is, what compliment would he give to you? Keep on trying. You're doing a good job. You're trying hard. Don't worry about the failures. Maybe he will call you the rock and build your family and your friends around you. Don't worry about complimenting yourself, because Jesus complimented a lot of people in order to encourage them to be even better. Slava Isusu Hristu!